Dennis Leontiev, good afternoon. How's it going?
Good, excellent. How you doing, Andy? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Interesting day in the markets. Everything went up. It looks like because of Powell, Jerome Powell coming was really dovish. Let's talk about that and project really going through the end of the year. What are your expectations? And tell me about all of that.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about a week ago that we expected a quiet market, and it has been quiet for a couple of weeks, so more. Wasn't doing anything, but today's Powell comments just lit a fire. That's a combination of a fear of inflation. That's what I'm basically quoting Powell, fear of inflation that caused primarily by tariffs, because tariffs are still, floating on uncertain thing. The Powell said that the Fed already can see inflationary pressures from tariffs, but it's fluid. So he doesn't know how high it's going to go, it's going to be maintained, how long it'll take for it to trickle through the economy. And at the same time, we have a weakening economy. It's not a recession by any means. But unemployment reports and revisions over the last 2 months is telling us that the economy is not doing that great. So what's more important? I think Powell is leaning towards that unemployment is more important, and therefore there is room for interest rate cuts. And the market loved it. The market absolutely loved it. So I don't know how much S&P ended up today, but it was a huge day for stocks. The dollar had one of the worst days of the year. I think the index was down more than 1%. And for a currency, that's a lot. And gold. So gold benefited primarily from decline in the dollar. So, and some other commodities did as well. And I think gold is on its way to breaking that all-time high again.
Yeah, we have a trade on about that with
And we bought coals, and we're holding those coals. I believe we're just a few days away. I don't think it's a one-day thing. As far as the stock market is concerned, I think that enthusiasm will dissipate over the next week, and next week it should be very slowly. But that's an encouraging sign. The market likes it. When the Powell came out with it, I thought, all right, maybe it'll be a reaction for 30 minutes, but it stuck. It's stuck, and investors are happy about it. So this is a positive thing. This is a positive thing because inflation is there, but it's not like what we had in 2002 when inflation was 9%. Now we're like between 2 and 3, depending on tariffs. It might go a little bit higher, which will make Fed's decisions difficult. Balancing inflation and weakening economy. I'm not saying it's stagflation like the 70s, but it mirrors it a little, which makes it very difficult for the Fed to navigate.
Yeah. So what's your expectations really going through the rest of the year? Do you see markets being elevated with the Fed cutting and being really dovish and more than likely, I think, cutting again, if you would? Work that out for me.
I was a little bit on the cautious side. I have been on the cautious side after the market made new highs. I'm talking about the S&P and NASDAQ and all those. But having said that, there should be some catalyst for it to go down. And right now, just I'm not going to repeat myself, inflation here, unemployment there. But so far, investors view it as positives, not negatives. As far as technicals are concerned and market participation, there are some signs that we might have pullback correction. Maybe, September and October are famous for that. Like it could come out of nowhere, but there is not enough evidence for it to say right now, okay, let's short it or let's get out. It's still okay. It's still okay. I need to see more evidence to say, okay, this is a problem and we're going to go now. Maybe it'll show up over the next 2 weeks. And as I keep mentioning it almost every time we talk, valuation. They are ridiculous. that's not a timing tool. This is a longer term thing. But we are approaching 1929, 1999 levels as far as PEs and debt to book and you name any economic fundamental metrics. The stock market is outrageously overpriced.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it.
Right. Well, I have a theory on that. And this is just a theory. It's hard for me to see a market crash, regardless of valuations, with so much money floating around.
Yep.
I think of likely, I don't want to say likely, but if you look at all the scenarios, the most likely in all the scenarios is that we just are elevated with high inflation. It doesn't mean we're grinding high, we're shooting up. It doesn't mean we're crashing, but we play some kind of range and probably for a while, just because fundamentals are dictating that the market should go down. But yet there's so much money, Dennis, out there, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's very true. Valuations, what they tell me is if or when something bad happens, recession, geopolitics, something, right? If or when. If the market was fairly valued, then we would have had a 10 or 20% correction. But where we are at the moment, instead of 10 or 20%, that could turn out to be 30 or 40 or 50.
Right.
So when, I have no idea. There's not enough evidence for it to go down. We were talking about the range, just like you mentioned now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have 2 or 3 good days based on what Powell said, and then we take profit, come down a little. But the correction more than 5%, something bad needs to happen.
How does the war in Ukraine-Russian war in NATO, really, I'd say NATO-Russian Ukraine war, how, if that's coming to an end, would that have any impact on the markets or commodities?
Possibly, yes. It's a good question, because now there are talks, Trump is talking, and Zelensky and Putin, and hopefully they'll agree on something. Hopefully. I think we're getting closer, because this war is ridiculous, stupid, and it's been almost 4 years.
Right.
If and when it ends, with no other question. However, how it ends, I don't know. But when it ends, the first reaction, I think it's going to be negative for a few days on commodities like crude oil, because there's more supply, sanctions would be lifted, more supply coming from Russia. So that could be a little bit negative, but I don't think it's going to be negative for a long time. It could be like a knee-jerk reaction for a couple of days, things like that. The same thing could happen to gold, 1 or 2 bad days. Okay, things are better in the world, let's sell it. It could be actually negative reaction for the stock market. Buy the rumor, sell the fact type of a thing. So, all right, let's take profit. No more wall of worries. It's going to be, I think, a major effect on natural gas and agricultural commodities, because Ukraine is like a breadbasket. Europe, that could have a negative effect on prices of wheat and corn, some other agricultural things. I think that's not going to be just a knee-jerk reaction. That could be a maybe prolonged thing.
Prolonged reaction. Got it. So over the next, really, I would say 60 days, we got to get through September and October. What are your expectations then overall? In the market and in the gold market?
September and October has a tendency to be volatile, and that we could experience it again. Could be a bad inflation report, could be a bad unemployment report, one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think after we go through this, if it doesn't turn into some crash or a bear market, which I don't see at the moment, then we'll head higher again, like we like to do in November, December, January, and find a reason to do that. Or even if we don't, we'll stay in the range. Talking about the stock market, I think gold is on its way higher. No matter what, I don't see any reason for it to go lower. considering the fact that dollar is weak and things are still shaky a little bit. So still remain very bullish gold, despite a great run over the last 2 years. I believe we're not at the top yet. What we're heading from April to now is just a consolidation of a wonderful run. Gold still bullish, and I remain bullish energy. For example, crude oil went up a little bit today, just a touch, but look at XOP up 3.5%, OIH up over 5% today. So those things in the chart pattern is very good. I like the way it looks and the indicators.
And you like the stocks to lead the commodity.
Yeah, stocks, and they are leading the commodities. It's a good thing. And I think it's just the beginning. We're invested in both those ETFs plus a lot of other smaller energy producers stocks. Yeah, right. Very bullish and remains so. Like I mentioned, okay, if the war ends, could be a knee-jerk reaction to the downside for a couple of days, but that's about it. Everything else looks really bullish.
Yeah. It's also in the gold stocks, and you and I, to all my viewers and listeners, Dennis manages our my family's portfolio here and our family fund. We're in a lot of producers, a lot of major producers, ETFs, as well as a lot of smaller cap junior mining stocks, natural resource stocks. They've been doing exceptionally well, really, since January. Comment on that. Do you see that continuing to do so throughout the end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any weakness in those. There's idiosyncratic risk, obviously, stock to stock. But overall, you look at the GDXJ, which is a junior mining ETF, or you look at just an aggregate of lots of them. They're doing very well. They get overbought, they pause. They get overbought, they pause. At this level where gold is, even if we're wrong and gold correct, okay? Still, there's an elevated level. There are good levels for those producers. People are starting to pay attention to them. They've been, like you said, they've been doing great this year. Considering the market is so overvalued, investors are looking for value, and those stocks represent it on the energy side and on the gold side. And that's why they kind of caught fire. They did it really well. I don't see any reason for it to stop. So we're looking forward several months, maybe till the end of the year, or that horizon look very attractive.
Got it. All right. Anything you want to leave all of our viewers and listeners? Until next time.
Yeah, next week, expect a very slow week, end of August, vacations before Labor Day. Just a range, continue to be bullish, gold and energy, and stock market will probably go nowhere.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dennis, and we'll get you on again real soon.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Take care.